In all honesty, yesterday I had a terribly rough day. First of all, I was totally exhausted, emotionally drained, physically just drained. I had to sleep most of the day away. Simply my body, my mind just needed the rest. I just couldn't do anymore. I didn't do anything as far as experiencing the $3.6 million at all. Couldn't even touch it. For the simple reason, I was feeling down, you know, depressed. That self-pity that sometimes just engulfs me. You know, over the years, I've read a lot of books, listened to speakers, and I always hear this, how uppity they are, you know, how everything is going so good. And I never hear about, you know, when they come down from this high flight. You know, the days when they maybe get depressed and feeling like they're not moving ahead or they're not achieving their dreams. And you kind of wonder about that, you know, because I think sometimes we get this unrealistic sense of other people. And then we compare ourselves and go, geez, I've done all this and I'm nowhere where they are. I've worked all these years and I'm not even achieving where they are. You know, and we measure this, at least I do. And if I do it, then I believe others are doing it also. May not admit it, we hide it from others, sometimes even from ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to admit it, you know, because it scares us in a lot of different ways. Nevertheless, that's what I feel sometimes. And I could feel it coming on for a while. Probably 5-6 days it was there and nagging at me. And I should have maybe taken a little time to look at it. Maybe just allow it, you know. Let the experience of it flow through me. Not push it away or hide it or force it away. But just allow it to come through. Take an hour somewhere and hide myself and just let it come through. But I didn't do that because I don't like it. I don't like to experience it. Especially since I was feeling such a wonderful high. The last thing I wanted to do was, you know, experience some of my lower moments and some of my fear and doubts and self-doubt and all that kind of stuff. But part of why I'm recording this and putting it down is I think other people need to see that this is part of life, I think. You know, it happens to everyone. So no matter how high I was feeling, we don't need to necessarily come down from that. But I think there's a balancing that occurs. You know, there's just you know, I'm feeling better already by sort of allowing it for a day and just saying, okay, this is the way I feel, this is the way it is, it's not going to stay like this, it's going to get better again. I'm just going to work my way through it, not torture myself too much. Oh, that's not entirely true. So, what caused all this in the first place, there was an email. And the email was a referral to an article. And so I went to the webpage and I read the article. And here it is about this 19-year-old who's running around the country healing people and having amazing success and has been doing it since 16. And just like bang, it just happened one day. There was the ability and bingo, he just goes and does it. He does it even in mass amounts where people, you know, hundreds of people get in the room and he does the sealing. And then he does it over the phone. He doesn't even need to go see the person. He just picks up the phone or has them send him a picture and bingo, their cancer is cured. All kinds of cancer where they had 6 months to live and now they're no problem, you know, healed. No signs of cancer. And I guess, in all honesty, and this sounds like self-pity, and I guess maybe it's what it is. I mean, I'm going to replay it now, even though I do feel better now. I'm just going to replay it. All these years, I've worked so hard. I mean, so hard. All my efforts and attention have gone to, firstly, trying to figure out where we are and what all this is and what's the purpose, and then also at the same time finding a way to create happiness, to truly be happy, you know, and to feel happiness. Not just to say, oh yeah, I have everything, I have the comfort stuff, I have money and so forth. I mean, actual real happiness. To wake up in the morning excited for another day. You know, the type of happiness you feel when you were a kid as you were approaching Christmas. You can't wait another day. You just, you know, there's so much anticipation and that joy that just comes from expecting tomorrow. Expecting good things tomorrow, and another beautiful day, and so forth, and to experience that every day, the kind of feeling you get when you know you're going on a holiday, and every day you're getting a day closer to that holiday feeling, and then you have the holiday, and you get on that plane, or in your car, and you drive to someplace, and you're just free, and there's something just lets go in you, right? And you feel that freedom, that joyous holiday feeling. I can't even describe it, but I know what it feels like because I felt it once for a brief period of time years ago. I had won a holiday and it was the most amazing feeling. It was like when I was leaving on the plane, it was like everything, my whole life, everything that was not good about it was being left behind. I know I had to come back, but I didn't really think about that. It was just being left. It's like all this baggage and garbage was here, and I was leaving, and it was such a good feeling. That's the kind of feeling I wanted. And yeah, I have that kind of feeling a lot of times now, more and more. But there's, you know, low times too, and I think that's normal, because there has to be a bit of a balance. And like I was saying before, the higher we get, the low end of our feelings gets higher too, not, you know, lower. The best of what we experienced in the past will now, as we progress, become our low feelings, you see. And my best feelings now in time, as my experience grows to even happier experiences, will become my low feelings. So there will always be this differential, I think, because that's kind of how life is. It has this opposite thing going, you know. What I like to do sometimes is, when I go to a restaurant, I like to have two drinks. Two opposing drinks, like let's say coffee and orange juice. They're totally opposing each other. They totally taste differently, but the two taste, if you taste one and then you have a sip of the other, makes each one, the flavor stand out. And I think that's sometimes the way life is. But anyway, so I was back to why I was feeling so down. So I've worked so hard at all this stuff. I mean, I have worked incredibly hard. And when in the past I did my lottery thing, and then I come across sending love and the ability, and then I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to write about it. I did not have the ability to write, to spell. I could not even spell enough to write a check without looking up the words and copying from another check. So writing a book was excruciating, painful, and took forever. You know, because at that time, there I mean, I had no help, nothing. So that was enormous amount of work. And like I said, there was really no support. I just had to do it piece by piece and word by word. And it took 2 years of every day at it, every day, instead of seeing friends and doing other stuff. That's what I did. Also, I worked with Sending Love to gain more understanding of it. Because I knew the more I knew about it, the better my ability grows, the better the method and the easier other people will be able to do it. I did it for myself and for everyone else. Because I deeply want people to be happy. I mean, it's like a deep inbred desire I have that I can't let go of. And boy, I tell you, I wish I could some days, because it would sure ease my life. Because then I could just think about myself, make my life better, and just let it be at that. But no, something eats away at me. You know, even this thing we're doing with the $3.6 million, if I was doing this for myself, it would be so much easier. Because I wouldn't have to, in a sense, write it all down. I could just do it, make my money, and let go, and just live after that. But no, I work at it. I do it in such a way that everyone can do it, or I try to find ways where everyone can do it. And I keep working one way, then try it this way, then try to find new ways of doing it, better ways of doing it. I think about it all the time, all day long. Could I be doing it this way? What if I did it this way? I mean, I spend a certain amount of time experiencing the 3.6 million, but I spend the rest of my day working out the details on how a person can do it, studying up, looking for other methods, looking how other people use visualization techniques and so forth, trying to put all these things together to find a method that is so natural to us that it just, as we start doing it, we just begin to accept it in our system, and it clicks and works, because I want something that works for everyone and that a person can take and improve their lives. And I have such a desire for that, that it drives me crazy. I mean, it drives me insane. I work at it and work at it and work at it. You know, and I get so hard on myself, because I look back at my first book and I go, oh, there's so many things I could have said differently, done differently, put in there that probably would have helped people understand it. But I just didn't have the ability to write it or to put it in. It just, you know, it wasn't there. Anyway, the point is, I work so damn hard at it. Here this person comes along and just goes, abracadabra, the guy's healed, and off he goes. I mean, what kind of freaking crap is that? Like, why do I have to drive myself into the ground until, you know, I'm in tears? When here it just falls in his lap, you're just born with it. Thanks very much. Oh. Well, there you go. You know, and signs a multi-million-dollar book contract. Well, nice. Very nice. And I'm happy for them. That's great. I mean, but the problem is, for me, is if it comes that easy, it's probably right. Then why do I have to work so damn hard? Why do I have to struggle so hard to get this stuff into place and to work out the details so someone else can take it and play with it a little bit and write me a letter a week later saying, hey, thank you very much. This has changed my life. It works great. Well, that's nice. I'm working my ass off. Yeah, I'm happy that it works. And in some ways I'm not, because I'm not satisfied with it yet. It's like, it's not working good enough yet. It's got to work better. Because there's still like 30%, 20%, 25% that come back and say, it's not really working, it's not working for me. Or it's working somewhat, and then it quits working. And I mean, I've gone through some of that, why it does that. So I keep trying to figure out how to get around that, you know, so that it works for everybody. So that even the person who has a lot of resistance built in doesn't have to rip their life apart and be ground to the ground to get that worked out. I mean, it's just not necessary. I don't think it needs to be like that. So, you know, when I work this hard at it, I just feel, well, maybe I'm on the wrong track. Maybe I'm not doing this right. Maybe this isn't even what I should be doing. Maybe I should be doing something easy. Huh? Just kind of wave my fingers and thanks for the money and see ya. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know. So I get a little depressed now and then. Anyway, so I told Roberta that. She's just shaking her head. Says, what you're saying doesn't make any sense. What you're doing helps lots of people. And there's all kinds of things happening from that you're creating. And see, the funny thing is I can't think of a single thing right now. I know there was stuff because I probably recorded it. And some of it, a lot of it probably I didn't even record. I think there was some stuff in the last few days. I don't know. I can't remember any of it now. It just feels like nothing really has come from it. I'm going to sit in the exact same place I was when I started. That's what it feels like. That's what it's like when, I guess, you know, when I get depressed and I go down. It's like everything good is sort of erased. And I'm sitting looking at all the failures. Well, I don't even see them. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I see. A whole lot of nothing, I guess, in a sense. Anyway, Roberta said, well, I read the web page and then a couple of more links to it, and things are not the way they sounded. And I said, well, what do you mean they're not the way they sounded? She says, well, if you really read it, you'll find that the person who supposedly had cancer, the doctor reports and the tests never showed any cancer before. He supposedly had a tumor, but it wasn't cancerous. So if a tumor isn't cancerous and it's kind of near your stomach, it's not life-threatening within 6 months. So there's a lot of things, she said, that just don't quite add up. If you also go further, there's a lot of people that haven't been healed. So I says, well, I didn't read all that. And that's where she explained to me that, well, that's the way you are. Sometimes you fly off the handle, you get overexcited. And I suppose that could be. See, there's a bit of a strangeness here. I mean, you get this person, let's say, who can do all this healing, and it just, there it is for him. Bingo. He didn't have to study in the Middle East, didn't have to do this, didn't have to do that. I mean, at the same time, he's just going to school and doing whatever, and writing books for his $1 million contract, and running around healing people over the phone and in masses and meetings. I mean, all this in a, what, 24-hour day, huh? I can't even get 10% of that done in a 24-hour day. Anyway, and, you know, my wife has cancer, is dying of cancer. All the stuff I've done, and that hasn't gone away. So what's wrong with this picture? Well, I was feeling better, but now I'm feeling pretty down again. Anyway, I think, you know, one of my, I don't know if you call them heroes or somebody I sort of respected over the years. I mean, never really met the person, but his books. That would be Edward Casey.